Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Alan Lyle, and this is the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us, and I hope you're ready like every week. We try so hard to bring you all the information you need to have the best-looking house on the block.
Got a lot of information to share with you today, including a great giveaway from our friends at Gutter Brush. That's right, we're going to get you out of the gutter. And we can do it for free. That's right. That's always good news. Plus, a lot of information like draining water heaters. You're supposed to do it on a regular basis. If you haven't, is there a problem if you start? We'll let you know.
And a lot of other information that we have to share with you. And of course, we want to share with you that special number that you can call at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and you can reach us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. A lot of people called this week. We really appreciate it. Also, nice stack of emails over here with some really interesting questions that we'll share with you. And you can reach us through email by simply going to todayshomeowner.com/ask.
You know, every now and again, we get so many emails in. I think today, if we've got the time, Danny, let's try to whittle the stack down.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit more,
some great, great questions.
Yeah, we do. We'll tackle a lot of those.
Speaking of great questions,
yes?
I believe we have one coming in right now.
That's right. In Massachusetts, Carol is on the line. Carol, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I mean,
good.
I'm ready for some of the cooler weather. And I don't usually say this, Carol. I love hot weather. I'm one of these guys, I don't like it cold. But I am so ready for some cooler weather because Danny Lipford has had me out in the heat, in attics and on roofs for the past 2 weeks. I mean, solid.
Cue the violin over there, will you, Dennis? I'll tell you.
Now, Carol, it's one of these situations. You know, we have our television show that we have to tape as well, and every year it seems like we think let's wait until August to do stuff in the attic, and that just makes no sense to me whatsoever. None.
No. Nope.
Well, next year at this time, we're going to take the whole entire crew to Carol's house for a month.
All right.
Yeah, we're just going to hang out in Massachusetts.
We're going to Carol's.
And, yeah, it's
going to
be great. So,
Carol, how can we help you today?
Well, that sounds great. Well, I have a screen porch that I love, and I've only owned this house for 3 years. It's an older house. It's a little ranch, and last year I put plastic up on the screen porch so it wouldn't get so messy from the wind and the snow and the rain.
Right.
Of course, last year we didn't have any, but that's all right. You know, I put the plastic up with staples and it fell down, and I taped it up, and I did everything possible. But when it was up, I loved it because the porch got so nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for a permanent solution of something that I can take out in the summer and put in late fall.
Well, I got to tell you, before Danny tackles that one, you sent some pictures to me, and I love that porch. I mean, it's just a beautiful area. I would spend a lot of time out there.
I do.
Well, a couple different options for you there. First of all, if you don't want to abandon the plastic idea, you can get a good quality 6 mil plastic. That's the thickness of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, cut it. And then what I would do is I would use lattice strips instead of just stapling it, because the sun and wind and so forth is going to kind of work its way through those staples. But I would staple it up, but then I would put over that. You probably already have lattice strips of some kind there.
I do.
Okay. Put these lattice strips directly over it. If you want to really fancy it up a little bit, go ahead and paint them before you put them up or whatever, and you can put it directly over it. Then use a thin diameter screw. I would suggest stainless steel or some type of coated screw so that you don't have any rust running down the lattice.
Right.
Then attaching that over it, the surface of that lattice work will really hold that and will hold up really well during any of the wind and any of the snow and rain and so forth that you might have there. That's one way you can do it, and you can pull that plastic tight, and That would work very well for you. That's going to be your least expensive way of doing that. Second option would be basically having a screen company that creates screen rooms and so forth can create panels for you that you'll be able to put up and take down. And these can be built out of a thin vinyl, a clear vinyl material. And there'll be somewhat of a permanent installation. You would still use screws to attach them. In this case, you would have two of the panels that would go over, that would kind of share the surface of one of the 2x4s that you have there. So they'll have to be pretty precise in how they put these up so that the size of them will be manageable so that you or somebody can install them. So that's a couple different ways it'll work. The second one being more expensive and a little more permanent. The other being one that's just a seasonal thing. You put it up, and then when you feel like taking it down, take it down, save the lattice strips, throw the plastic away.
See, I like the second option myself better, Carol, because it's almost like having a budget-friendly version of a storm window.
Right, and that's what I was hoping for. But I was hoping it was, and I know it's expensive. I've called because I did have tiger screens put in on my porch last year, which I love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what I was kind of hoping, is to get something that would go on the inside of the 2x4s that I could put in and take out.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they're going to be expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you can even go with a very thin, like a plexiglass or something along those lines. Again, that's another step up in cost. But you might as well, we've got to say that, the Visqueen or plastic is not cheap.
And I know it's not.
You know, you may spend, a couple hundred dollars in order to buy what you need for that. And you'll be buying that every year, the other routes that you wouldn't be. So, you'll get your money back at some point, but
right.
you might at least try to get a couple prices there from some of the people, because it is a common request, and you might find someone that kind of specializes in that, which hopefully will bring the cost down.
Let me ask you this though. Hang on. Let me ask you this. If what you're saying, the first option, rather than taking those lattice strips, putting the plastic up and tacking the lattice strips or screwing the lattice strips up, what about, is there, you think it's even possible to create, using a sandwich style two pieces of lattice strip with the plastic between them, and create your own panels?
You could. You could certainly do that. It just still, you're talking about a 6 mil plastic that's really not designed to last a long time, especially out in the elements. So I would imagine you might get 2 years out of that if you're really, really careful. But I'll bet that one's going to be a hard one to pull off there.
Yeah, that's originally what I was hoping, but I agree with you. I think that it wouldn't last that long, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, but it sounds like a great project, and certainly one of the things that so many people are trying to do is when they have those nice outdoor living areas like that, to be able to utilize them a lot more months out of the year, which is exactly what you're trying to do there. So
right.
hopefully one of these options will work well for you, and we certainly appreciate you being a part of the show today, Carol.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, you take care. Have a great weekend.
Last month, we had our Wet and Forget giveaway. I don't think I announced the winner to that. I failed to mention that, so I want to make sure everyone knew we gave some of that Wet and Forget to Linda Lou Penn. She's in Indiana. And speaking of Wet and Forget, I got to ask you this. Did you see that they've come out with that new ready-to-use outdoor formula?
You know, as a matter of fact, we were going to use some of that this coming week on an upcoming episode of our national television show, because, that's a pretty good idea. Wet and Forget's developed that for the smaller applications instead of having to mix any of it for the larger projects. And it's just as good as the original Wet and Forget. I know I was talking to the guys a few months ago from Wet and Forget that were telling me about it, and you don't have to mix anything. It's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the great convenience factor with that new ready-to-use formula. And it's, as you mentioned, it's just like the concentrate. You spray it on a dry outdoor surface. Has a built-in sprayer on it,
no power washing,
no scrubbing, no rinsing, goes to work right on contact.
Now, you got to keep in mind, though, with Wet and Forget, you got to be patient. I mean, it's not that instantaneous cleaning that you might be thinking about, because that's a good thing, really, because it works in conjunction with the wind and rain to slowly remove the stain in a very gentle way. So some surfaces can take 6 to 12 months for the stains to be removed, and really tough stains, not a bad idea to apply that second coat a month or two after the first one. And a lot of times when you're real frustrated with some of these kind of things, you you have waited until it has gotten pretty bad. So applying it once and then coming back a month or so later, applying it, and then just be patient.
Well, you know, it's what they say. Good things take time.
That's
which
right.
Which is why I'm as good as I am now.
Oh, wow.
Took a lot of time to get there.
It's going to be a long
hey, by the way,
radio show
if
here.
If you're looking for some Wet and Forget in your area, just go to wetandforget.com. Click on the Where to Buy button. That's the simplest thing to do.
Hey, we also want to say happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. You know, a lot of times people start panicking and going, oh, the summer's over. Well, you know, there's a lot of nice weather still available to do a lot of those summertime activities, but we certainly want to salute all of the American workers out there. It certainly has made our country very, very strong, something that we're very, very proud of. So happy Labor Day to everybody there, whatever you might be doing.
Coming up, if you're having some problems with some unsavory critters in your yard, let's say moles, how do you get rid of them? The answer when we come back. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
There are things that a door or window screen will always do. Keep the bugs out, let the fresh air in, fit with your home in style. But they'll also be there all the time, even when you don't want them. So what if it doesn't always have to be that way? Retractable screens by Phantom disappear completely out of sight when not in use and pull into place only when you need them. Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear. Experience Phantom screens.
You may have seen me as co-host on the Today's Homeowner TV show, but have you seen me on my very own web show? Head over to checkinginwithchelsea.com to see my latest webisodes on creating DIY coral with hot glue, pendant lights out of concrete, and over 20 more DIY projects. Oh, and don't forget to stop by on the first of each and every month for a brand new episode. You'll never run out of ideas to make your house more fun at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by The Trim Puller.
Water is one of the necessities of life, but that doesn't mean it should appear wherever it wants to. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll look at waterproofing right after this.
Looking for the most current advice in home improvement? Being a homeowner in the know just got easier. You can tap into all the tips and how-to advice of today's homeowner no matter where you are. Whether you tune in to our national television show, talk to us one-on-one on our syndicated radio program, or surf the thousands of videos on the web at todayshomeowner.com. You'll find everything you need to have the best looking house on the block. Today's Homeowner, your partner in home improvement.
Masonry surfaces are by nature porous. That is why moisture problems are particularly predominant in basements and more often noticeable during rainfall. The solution is twofold. First of all, make sure the grade of your property slopes away from your home so no rain has a chance to pond anywhere near the foundation. Then use a good quality masonry waterproofer that controls the access of unwanted moisture by creating a barrier on the interior surface of your basement wall. Masonry waterproofers, like thick paint, can be applied by brush or roller. Just be sure to look for a product that includes additives to resist mold and mildew, and includes a heavy-duty resin for maximum adhesion to the masonry surface. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you could help protect a home from fire, wouldn't you? Now with the new Outlet Branch Circuit AFCI receptacle from Leviton, it's easy to add protection from dangerous arc faults that may lead to fire. The Outlet Branch Circuit AFCI receptacle is designed to detect a wide range of arcing electrical faults and responds by cutting off power, which reduces the likelihood of the arc fault becoming an ignition source of fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
Sometimes you just need a friend to help with your home improvement. Get some one-on-one help on thousands of projects by going to todayshomeowner.com/videos.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Generac. Control your power, control your life. And Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray. Simply spray today and rinse tomorrow.
And welcome back to the show. Happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. And we want to just say thank you so much for taking just a little time each week to be with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
A lot of stations out there that carry our show. We appreciate it, especially our friends right now this week at WKDE. That's AM 1000 in Alta Vista, Virginia.
All right. We certainly want to say a special hello to everybody there in Virginia. Hope your weekend's going well. And I'm glad you're settling back listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, because we've got some really cool things we're going to share with you this week.
1-800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and we would love to hear from you. If you've got a question for us, maybe you've got a tip to share, a good story, we'd love to hear it. 1-800-946-4420. Let's go back to the hotline right now. We've got Gerald on the line. Gerald, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Danny. What about yourself?
Oh, everything's going well. I understand you have some pests around your house, and I'm not talking about Alan, even though he's...
I've been hanging around.
He'll hang around your yard just like some of the other rodents around there. Oh, that was a little harsh.
That
sorry
was
about
harsh,
that.
Man.
So, anyway, how can we help you there, Gerald?
I got mold problem, ground mold problem. They tear my yard up. Well, I got 2.5 acres, and where my house is, I got a pecan trees out in it. About 66 pecan trees, but anyway, they in the orchard and in my yard and everywhere else. And I've tried everything that the people has told me, and they all the traps that supposed to work. And I even called the conservation department, and they said use this trap or that trap, and I've got. Bought these vibrating, battery-powered vibrators that you put in the ground, you know. And I put them next to a fresh runner, and the next day there'd be another fresh runner on the other side of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll tell you, it's a situation that certainly, I don't know if it's getting any worse around the country and all, but we certainly are hearing a lot of people that are having some challenges with moles. And we've done a lot of research on this. We talked to a lot of our different friends that really get involved in this kind of thing. And it seems like people will say the same thing, that some of the different devices, some of the different ideas, some of the different soap solutions, cayenne pepper, all these kind of homespun things only work every now and then, but none of them work long term. And I'll let the executioner tell you what the real remedy is on that.
Basically, Gerald, if you build you a very small discotheque out in the far 2 acres, they like to dance. Get some mirror balls. And those little poles that you have that are vibrating, you put those out there too, and they'll just congregate there and have a party.
That's not the way. That's not the
it.
Answer.
That's no, not
go,
it.
Go to the other answer.
Come on,
the one that you don't want to say.
Moles love disco. I honestly, let me ask you this, Gerald. When you said you've tried some of the other traps, describe the traps for me.
Well, you know, the 3-prong traps, they're spring operated. You're supposed to put in the runners that they trip when they go through the runners,
right?
And I put them in fresh runners, you know. And the people that told me to take a post hole digger, find a fresh runner, dig a hole, put a coffee can in there, and they'll fall off in it, and I can't get out.
Yeah.
And I've also had people tell me to take juice fruit gum and stick down in the runners, and they eat it, and they plug them up, and they die.
Yeah,
I've tried it. This has been going on probably about 6 or 7 years. I've had this problem, but it's getting worse all the time. But I've caught three since I've been in the last 5 years. And the only way I caught them is if we got a real hard rain, good rain.
Yep.
They come out of the ground, fall off in the swimming pool.
They went in the pool. Wow.
Well,
here's the interesting thing about moles, Gerald. They do not congregate. They actually do not run in packs.
Uh-huh.
So you're seeing a lot of activity from actually a minimal amount of moles, which is crazy, but yeah, it's not as many moles as you may think there are.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, the only thing, when you look at the poisons, the repellents, the sonic vibration things you put in, the home remedies, they just don't work, plain and simple. You might get lucky one or two times, but they don't work. And unfortunately, the experts say exterminating them, killing them is the only way, and the traps that they recommend are the ones that actually will skewer them or you know, just run them through with spikes.
Right.
Now, finding that right spot, I hate telling you this, Gerald, but it's all a matter of luck.
Uh-huh.
There's no sure way. I checked in with our friends at Better Homes and Gardens on this one, too, because they've done a lot of research, and they've said, look, Alan, there's no surefire way without digging up the entire yard. And the thing is, there are just so few moles out there in that area. You may think you are just overrun with them, but they're actually fewer than you think. But they're just constantly moving and creating because they're looking for grubs. So even if you try to kill the grubs, that won't work because they also eat earthworms. So the answer is this. There is no simple way. We hate saying that, but there's no simple solution whatsoever other than the spikes that impale them. And that's, you know, we hate even saying that, but that is the only surefire way to get rid of them. Now, their lifespan is about 3 to 5 years, so if you can continue to work on them, that's one way. Now, the other thing you can do, Gerald, is this. You can actually put a steel barrier 1 foot, basically it's a piece of aluminum that's 1 foot long that goes down into the ground that would border your property. But with 2 acres, that's ridiculous to even try to assume that.
Yeah.
So I wish we had better news for you, but that's it, my friend.
Well, let me ask you one thing before you go. I've heard that castor beans, you ever heard of that? I've heard of planting castor beans and also putting castor beans in their runners.
Yeah. I've heard it, and I'll be honest with you, again, with when you're talking about the home remedies and remedies like that, it's not going to help because when anything you're planting that you till the soil and you're planting more, it also encourages earthworms, and that's their food source as well. So actually what you're planting there will not really help.
All right. So, well, I appreciate it.
All right, Gerald, have a great weekend. Sorry we couldn't give you a magic cure on that one, but that's so often the case when you have those kind of situations. I know I've been on a golf course before where they obviously had problems, and on one hole right around the green area, there were 11 mole traps. So you've got to
yeah,
just, you know,
crazy.
Declare war and go at it.
That's what it is. Hey, we are giving away 60 feet of gutter brush. That's for your standard 5-inch gutters. And we're doing this for the next 6 weeks.
Man, last time we did this, that was real popular.
Well, sure, because we've talked about how much we really like the gutter brush. It's so easy to install. Don't need any tools whatsoever. And basically, it's just this cylindrical-shaped brush that fills the rain gutter. Protects them all the year round, so it prevents the buildup of leaves and debris, allows the water to flow in there, and it's so easy to install, built to last, and it's guaranteed for life.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can also take advantage of Gutter Brush Fall Discount just for our listeners, just for the Today's Homeowner listeners. All you have to do is go to gutterbrush.com, put in the code Danny, easy enough, and you'll be able to save 25% on anything that you order. So that's all from our friends at Gutter Brush, gutterbrush.com.
All right, so to qualify for that 60 feet that we're giving away, all you got to do is call the hotline, 1-800-946-4420. Call it right now and say, get me out of the gutter.
Now, Alan, you know how from time to time, and I know you look forward to these, I can see your excitement. I have trivial. I have some little facts here. It's kind of a did you know?
When I think of you, I think trivial.
Yeah, so, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Did you know, or let me just use this as a guessing game for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The typical cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age 11.
What? You're asking me that because I'm a cat person.
Yeah, so the typical cost of raising a medium-sized dog to the age 11 is?
$17,000 a year.
Dang.
Is it? No?
$16,400.
Are you serious?
This is no fun if you're going to guess everything. Okay, I'm going to try to stump him here in just a minute, folks. So stick around, and we'll be right back with more Today's Homeowner Radio.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a Labish, Terrier, Hound, Chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The number one cause of water heater failure is sediment buildup in the tank. This is Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how to remove that sediment right after this.
Ever start down the road of a home improvement project only to find out you took a wrong turn? No problem. Just set your navigation to todayshomeowner.com to find all the help you need. It's the number one name in home improvement that people everywhere have come to rely on. Todayshomeowner.com contains thousands of articles and videos designed to help you have the best-looking house on the block. Turn to your online partner in home improvement. Turn to todayshomeowner.com.
You can make your water heater more efficient and extend its life by draining the tank and flushing away sediment at least once a year. Here's all you have to do. For electric heaters, turn off the power at the breaker box. For gas units, turn the fuel control to the off setting. Next, turn off the cold water inlet valve and attach a garden hose to the outlet valve at the bottom of the tank. When you open the outlet valve, be careful, it is hot water after all. To get the water flowing, you also have to flip the pressure relief valve near the top of the tank to break the vacuum inside. Once the hot water drains, open the cold water valve to flush out the tank and then simply reverse the process to restore normal operation. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're brought to you by Braun Newtone, bringing fresh ideas home, and Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lifford here along with Alan Lyle. And what are you doing today? Are you working on a project? Are you mowing the grass? Are you doing a little running around town errands? Whatever you're doing, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to all the tips we have for you this week on Today's Homeowner Radio.
And if you have a question for us, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 1-800-946-4420. Got a great email here, Danny. This is from Art. He's in New Hampshire. Says, what is the best way to prep and paint a metal textured garage door?
Hey, that's a good question because, you know, so many people probably a little scared of that type of surface. And of course, when you start looking around your house, you realize there's a lot of metal surfaces there. And, you know, maybe you see where previous paint jobs just didn't hold up very well. I think we should go and get this answer straight from the pros.
That's right. We are going straight to our pro. He is representing the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. He's a buddy of ours. We've had him on the show before. Knows a lot about paint because it's from Nick Slavik's Painting and Restoration Company in Minnesota. Nick, how you doing, buddy? Uh-oh. Did I lose Nick? I lost Nick.
You scared him off.
I scared
That's
him.
That's not the first time that happened.
I know.
I'll tell you. Well,
he probably heard about that impaling thing from moles. And we, so.
Hey, this gives me a perfect opportunity share with you. Okay, so the percentage of Africa that is wilderness. What percentage would you say is wilderness?
40%.
Incorrect.
What is it?
28%.
Oh, really?
The percentage of North America that is wilderness.
Okay, now there's still a lot in North America. Let me say 35.
38.
Oh, 38. Okay, yeah, I went too far off.
So the point is, there's more wilderness in North America than there is in Africa. That surprises a lot of people.
Well, but it shouldn't because, you know, Africa was just populated with people long before anyone came over to the North American side.
Mm-hmm.
You would think so. It just developed more cities there.
So,
all right, did I get Nick back?
I'm here.
Oh, there's Nick. Okay. Good to have you back on the show, buddy.
Great to talk to you guys again. Thanks.
Good.
We want to talk about this in just a moment, but before we do this, Danny, have you got another question? Have you got another one?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Nick, you and I, you've got to team up with me here. Danny is throwing out these ridiculous trivia questions.
Oh, boy.
I'm like 2 for 4 right now.
Okay.
So I haven't done very well. So what's the question?
Okay, this is an easy one.
All right.
The state with the highest percentage of people who walk to work.
Hmm.
What is that state of the highest percentage of people who walk to work? Okay, Nick, you go first.
You always got to go Rhode Island in a situation like this. It's always the outlier because it's so small.
Oh. that's interesting.
But it's wrong.
Oh,
okay.
It's wrong? Let's see, that walk to work.
Yeah.
Florida.
Alaska.
Well, that's because they don't go anywhere. They just right, boom, they're going to
ride
in the backyard.
Whatever, that's the facts because I got it straight off the internet.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. Gee,
let's get back to painting, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Nick, we were talking about painting a metal textured garage door, and I would think, too, what the advice you've got for us would work for, you know, because we get a lot of people asking about painting their aluminum siding. So what's the way you go about to prep and paint metal?
Well, here's the deal. This is one of the most deceivingly easy paint jobs I think I do outside. People are very worried about painting pre-finished metal surfaces, but really, if you use the highest end exterior acrylic, 100% acrylic paint, and get it in like an eggshell or a satin finish, a lot of times that stuff will stick perfectly to a door as long as there's not any chalk or residue on it.
So basically, you're talking about a good cleaning first.
Absolutely, and if there's any question, wash it, scrub it. If you rub your finger across it and anything comes off it—dirt, chalk, anything else—you got to scrub it. You got to clean it.
How about if you got bare metal there, Nick? Do you need to prime that first with anything?
You know, I'm still a fan of oil primer, and I always carry some in my truck. So yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of oil primer. If you just got a couple spots here and there, if you got a can of, you know, oil primer, spray paint in your house or something, that'll work just fine too. But definitely oil. I'm still, water-based will work a lot of the time, but I still like oil and metal.
Yeah, I agree with you there as well. And I'll tell you, you know, so many people, the metal doors were so popular, the, you know, regular 3-foot doors walking in and out. But a lot of times you'll get a lot of trouble with those having a lot of rust right at the very bottom of them from
the
splashback from the rain and so forth. How do you attack that rust?
Random orbital sander. Just get it down to something good. If there's pinholes, if there's actually areas where the metal or the stuff is decayed, where it's gone,
mm-hmm.
Oil prime it first, and then I use Bondo, just the regular automotive 2-part Bondo, and that seems to do really well.
Boy, we use that in a lot of situations there. I think we've really allowed a lot of people to discover Bondo and the different ways that you can use it, as long as it's not a structural situation, but
where
those pinholes like that works very well.
Let me ask you this, Nick. Let's go back to Art's question when he's talking about a textured garage door. Is there anything special you need to think about when you're talking about trying to paint over texture? Do you prefer spraying or brushing?
Well, here's the deal, and this is actually a trick that is super easy for homeowners and pros to do alike, and I see almost nobody doing it. All the high-end, readily available paint companies, Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, they sell what's called an extender for their exterior water-based products. Benjamin Moore's product is actually called Extender, and you can use Floetrol, which is another sort of off-the-shelf thing. It's an additive for paint. Most of them, you mix 8 ounces of that per gallon, and it gives you a lot of open time. It makes the paint wetter for longer. And I brush every one of my textured steel garage doors. I probably do 100 a summer. And they look, if you put that extender in the paint, if you do it in the shade, it looks exactly like it came out from the factory finish.
Boy, that's a great tip, because so many times those additives can help that performance of the paint and the way that it flows. And that's a really good one.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting with our paint pro, Nick Slavik. He is definitely the man to talk to when it comes to paint. If you've got a question for us or for Nick, all you got to do is send us an email. Go to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Nick, always a pleasure, my friend, and we will be chatting with you again very soon.
Hey, you guys are the best. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. When we come back, we talked about it at the top of the hour. We're going to tackle that big stack of emails. Yours might be in it. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Step 1. Make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step 2. Pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step 3. 2 hours later, back to your list. Step 4. Pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step 5. Go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
The probability of a serious house fire may be low, but the potential consequences are enormous. In addition to smoke alarms and fire extinguishers, fire-resistant building materials can give you extra time to escape when seconds count. Roxul stone wool insulation is a critical line of defense in fire protection. Made from basalt rock and slag, it's non-combustible, resists temperatures up to 2150 degrees Fahrenheit, and won't contribute to toxic smoke or promote flames. These tips brought to you by Roxul, the better insulation.
Severe storms and rolling blackouts can leave you and your family powerless. Take control and never feel powerless again with a Generac automatic backup generator. It stands guard, ready to supply power to your home within seconds of a power outage. Generac generators start at just $1,899, and financing is available. Plus, for a limited time, when you schedule a free in-home assessment with a Generac dealer, you will receive a 5-year warranty, a $495 value, absolutely free. To learn more, call 1-800-928-5596 or visit poweryoucontrol.com.
Hi, this is home improvement expert Danny Lipford. When I'm doing projects, I look for the red bag from Quikrete. Outdoor projects are fast and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Want to set posts without mixing? Just pour it in the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes. And to make it even easier, check out their step-by-step how-to project videos at Quikrete.com. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Available at the Home Depot.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
Listen to today's Homeowner Radio anytime. Download our podcast from iTunes or listen online at iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or at todayshomeowner.com. Today's Homeowner Radio is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And we have a little announcement for you right now that we want to make sure you're aware of. We're very proud to announce that the Today's Homeowner Store is now open. So if you can go to todayshomeowner.com/store, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with some of the great looking Today's Homeowner and checking in with Chelsea gear that's available right now. It's reasonably priced. We've been wanting to do this for years and years. All kinds of folks have been asking us, hey, where can I get a Today's Homeowner hat? Where can I get a coffee mug, a Today's Homeowner stadium chair?
I got a Today's Homeowner Stadium chair.
Did you? Yeah, but yeah. You took you 10 years to get it.
It took me 10 years to get it, but I got it.
That's your 10-year anniversary.
That's right.
Little
spiff. I got to tell you, I'll just put a plug out there for this. I love the chair. It's very comfortable. It's very sturdy. And, of course, it's got our show logo on it.
Mm-hmm. But, ink pens, a little bit of everything. So drop by the Today's Homeowner store at todayshomeowner.com/store.
Always look forward to a 3-day weekend. The last time I had one was 4th of July. And I tackled my workshop. This time, I think I'm going to tackle my fence. I've got several fence boards I need to repair. So how about you?
I'm actually building a substantial building that I'm going to build.
You know what that sounds like to me, Dennis? Have you seen the game shows where they say, and tell me, Judy, what do you do? Well, I work for a major law firm. I'm going to build a substantial building.
I'm a homemaker from Pismo Beach.
So what is a substantial building?
Well, some people call it a sandcastle. So I'm building a
what?
I'm going to the beach. What do you think I'm doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm going to relax.
Okay.
I'm
going
to ride a bicycle. I'm going to run a little bit. And I'm not really going to build a sandcastle, but you
know. You should.
Because my granddaughter's not old enough yet to appreciate it.
You don't know that. She may be thinking in her mind right now, I sure wish old Pop Daddy would build a sandcastle with me. She just can't verbalize that.
Well, she started walking last week. That's a good thing. I don't think she can make it navigate through the sand.
No.
And she's kind of chunky, so it's kind of hard to carry her around, you know. So
don't say that about your grandbaby. You never say that about your grandbaby. A lot of fun going on here this week. We appreciate that you spend some time out of your day to listen to us. Speaking of fun, and this is not a fun fact, but just a fun guy. We lost Gene Wilder this past week, and what a great fella
man.
He was.
Everybody loved him, and wow,
so
the different kind of roles that he did, and everybody has their favorite role that Gene Wilder performed in.
Blazing Saddles. Loved him in Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. Now, you and Dennis aren't going to start doing lines back and forth about things that happened around the campfire and things like that, are we?
No, but...
okay, good.
Well, how about a few lines from Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka?
All right.
This is going to be such an exciting day. I hope you enjoy it. I think you will.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Bubbles everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
If the good Lord had intended us to walk, he wouldn't have invented roller skates. Parting is such sweet sorrow. But maybe they'll be a little bit wiser for the wear.
And we are for just the fact that a little time that you were on this earth, Gene. So rest in peace, and for all those out there, watch a Gene Wilder movie this weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to spend the weekend.
All right. How about let's tackle these emails we've been talking about.
You got plenty over there.
MJ is in Raleigh. Says, I just watched a video on draining water heaters annually. I have known about this, but have never done it. The water heater I have is about 6 years old. Is there any reason I should not do it at this point in time?
There's every reason why you should, and you'll see why as soon as you turn that hose on. Make sure you're, maybe somebody else should turn the hose on at the water heater right at the very bottom. You see what comes out of your water heater, and you'll be glad you did. It'll be probably kind of a white, kind of a chalky kind of a residue, calcium buildup from the water running through there and settling down in the bottom of the tank. It's going to make your water better. It's going to make your water heater work a lot more efficiently. And it should last a lot longer as well. A lot of times people are surprised that most water heaters, a life expectancy only is about 12 years. If you maintain them, they can last a lot longer than that.
Now, as a follow-up, since you mentioned draining it, here's one thing about this. MJ says the water heater is inside, and so she's going to drain it through a hose, of course, into a shower.
That's okay.
On the same floor.
Yeah, that's okay.
She wants them. Will that still get rid of the sediment? Will that be a problem?
Absolutely. And what you do is once you drain this, and if what we're talking about seems a bit foreign to you, you can simply go to todayshomeowner.com and in our internal search engine there, just put in a water heater, a draining water heater. Great articles, videos, step by step. That is pretty easy. You just, you know, turn the power off, gas or power to your water heater. You open up the valve right at the bottom. You open up the pressure relief valve just a tad to relieve the pressure on it and get ready to see some gunk come out of your trunk.
Val. I'm not even going to go there. Val is in California. This could be Val Kilmer. You know that.
Yeah, right? I know. Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val says.
He hasn't done much since Batman.
Not that much. I would like to install a laminate floor in my garage as a dance floor.
All right.
It must be.
Oh.
So I only want to cover part of the garage floor. Is it possible to anchor it to the concrete or would it float?
Wow. Maybe he's doing Dancing with the Stars and he's getting practice up there or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll tell you, you know, I wonder, the expansion and contraction with most floors that are designed to be floating floors would make it not very successful in trying to put those down. But I'll tell you what I think would work is if you're putting it down, binding it with one of the vinyl transition strips that you use.
That would work.
You would glue that down, and then it would hold it in place and still allow it to expand and contract. Hey, we're talking about flooring, roofing, insulation, and a little bit of everything right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Looking for a fun way to update the look of your home? Drop by my website, checkinginwithchelsea.com, for home decor and DIY project inspiration. I strive to give you all of the details so you're never left wondering what comes next. Of course, the highlight of my site is my monthly web show where a new video filled with how-to information is featured on the first of every month. So head over to checkinginwithchelsea.com and be sure to leave a comment so I know you were there. Brought to you by The Trim Puller.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, TiteBond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to TiteBond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
The kitchen is often the center of entertainment in the home, but it's also one of the main sources of pollutants. That's why it's important to ventilate your kitchen properly. Make sure to use your kitchen range hood every time you cook and to keep the hood on for at least 10 minutes after you've finished cooking. Many Brone range hoods feature an automatic delay timer, which can help you accomplish your ventilation hands-free. You can learn even more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
Alvin and the Chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve! Yay!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
This is awesome!
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Man, we've had so much fun over the last few minutes and everything with a lot of different information that we're sharing with you, a lot of different ways you can win a few things.
1-800-946-4420, that's the Today's Homeowner Hotline. You need to jot that down because if you've got a question for us, you call that one. If you got a tip for us, that's what you call, a story you call. And, of course, when we have those giveaways, 1-800-946-4420.
Hey, if you want to have another chance to win something, especially if you're looking at any type of ceiling fan or anything that you might want to get from Lamps Plus, if you're familiar with LampsPlus.com, I'm telling you, there's a lot of great stuff there, and this is an opportunity to go to our Facebook page, the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, for a chance to enter to win a $300 credit towards the purchase of a great ceiling fan from LampsPlus.com. There's hundreds to choose from, a lot of different price ranges there. So go to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page right now, hit on that giveaway tab, and you need to enter it between now and September 10th.
And this is strictly for, we want to make sure this is clear, the ceiling fan that we're talking about, this is towards the Casa Vieja ceiling fan, and there are a lot of them to choose from there. But look for that, the Casa Vieja, all right?
Let me ask you another question, my friend.
Okay, sure. I had an email, but no problem.
Okay, the average number of people airborne over the United States at any given hour.
Oh, man.
I mean, most everybody knows this.
I'm a little airborne right now, dude. At any given time, I have no clue.
Look out on the left side of the airplane. You'll see Alan Lyle fumbling for an answer.
200,000.
61,000.
Oh, okay.
That's still a lot of
too
people.
Much.
That's,
okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm glad I could share that with you.
Now, can I give it one more email before we get out of here?
Let's do a home improvement email.
Okay, please. Noel sends this in. Says, I'm building a cement step at my back door. How do I stick the cement to the wood?
Well, I don't know if she's talking about on top of the wood, or I think probably what she's talking about is where it maybe butts the top part at the wood there on the band or the ledger going into the porch or something along those lines.
Regardless, so you're not going to stick the concrete to the wood.
You don't have to, but what you could do, first of all, you want to put a vapor barrier there, a piece of felt or something, plastic or something, so that you're keeping the concrete having direct contact with the wood. But it's not a bad idea to really drive a few nails along there, or maybe some galvanized lag bolts or screws that you allow to protrude out a couple inches, just so that it kind of connects the wood and the concrete a bit, so that you don't have as much separation or movement in there. Not a bad idea on that. Very, very easy to do that very thing.
All right, cool. We've got a lot of information to share with you on our Facebook page. We always encourage you to go there. Just go look for Today's Homeowner. Some great giveaways there sometimes that are exclusive to Facebook. That's another great, great reason to be part of our social media.
And certainly check out our brand new Today's Homeowner store, todayshomeowner.com/store. You might be surprised some of the cool stuff we have available. We'll be adding things more and more and more as we go along and building out the store. But we want to say thanks so much for spending this hour with us here on Today's Homeowner. And I'm Danny Lipford along with Alan Lyle. We certainly appreciate it. Remember, 1-800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask, or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.